Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we are going to talk about the myth of having to work hard. All in promotion of my program, Abundance for All. Today, it's Saturday, I'm recording this show. I'm going to load it on Saturday. Today is the last day. If you want the bonus gift, I'm doing, everybody that signs up for Abundance for All gets a 30-minute session with me. Today is the last day to get that bonus gift. So head over to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click the Abundance for All link at the top of the page, and register. It's 8 sermons. It's an opportunity for you to give. You get to share with me what you most want to know about abundance and prosperity. And then from there, I'm going to design some sermons. I'm going to record some sermons. You can be on the call live if you'd like, but you can listen to the recording. And it's geared, so I'm still using my intuitive powers for towards anyone who signs up for this program. And I'm creating sermons to help you live your most prosperous life. It's a really cool thing I'm doing. Yeah, I'm going to preach similarly to the way I preach on this program, a little more structure, I will say that, as I'm writing these sermons. I'm like, there is so much more I could be doing. I'm going to be preaching on money and money manifestation and abundance and how you can live the life you've always wanted to live through your relationship with money. Information again for Abundance for All, for the bonus gift. If you want the bonus gift, that's 30 minutes with me, intuitive session, not coaching. I'm going to turn some cards over for you. Information for that can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And then registration is still open. Say you hear this after the fact, registration is still open. It's going to be open till the day I launch the first recording, which will be the 23rd of September. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'd love to do that, but I just don't have the money to do it right now. I have 10 scholarships available for anyone that would like to do Abundance for All. It's pretty easy to get the scholarships, and I'm not going to be really strict about it. So don't feel like it's a competition. Just go in with an open heart. If this is information that you need, you feel drawn to, please, please, please apply for the scholarships. Okay. So the myth of having to work hard. Yeah. We've all been told that. Now here's the thing. My spirit guides are jumping in immediately and they want to say, there is the myth of working hard and then there is working diligently. Right. So, yes, I want you to work diligently towards your dreams, wants, desires. Strive for that which you truly want. Right. But most of us are working hard doing something in a way that actually goes against what our truest desire is. Matter of fact, I want to say to you, if you are finding that you're working hard, you are probably in the vibe of lack, which is totally okay. Don't make yourself wrong. We've been taught lack on every level. You know, some of my most affluent friends, I realize some of their actions are driven by lack. Where do I think it came from? I mean, I don't know. One of the biggest lies from the devil on this planet. How else to keep people from their abundance? Work really, really hard. And by the nature of working hard, you're doing something that's going against your divine abundance. Abundance is your birthright, and it is, and every spiritual text says that abundance is your divine birthright. Why would you ever have to work hard? It is a lie. Doesn't mean that you're lazy. It doesn't mean that you are not doing your part. right? Co-creating with the universe. No, we're usually working hard at things because we are doing so from a place of complete and total lack. There is not enough. So if you believe there's not enough, you will be compelled to work hard. If you think there's not enough spots for you to have the experience you want to have, you're going to work really hard, right? But it's all just a bunch of nonsense, and it's been passed down to us. You know, we see it in school, right? And so we get this perception, this idea that there's not enough, there's only a few. And then we are all working hard towards something in a way in which doesn't support our well-being. That is why I think stress is so high and why stress leads to illness. So how do we clean this all up? We decide that we're not going to work hard anymore. Do the parts that you love and trust that everything else will get done. I know in this moment, it probably sounds like bonkers. You're like, wait a minute, Amy, if I just focus on the piece that I love, then everything else is going to fall apart. Again, my friends, that's coming from a place of lack thinking. It's coming from a place of believing that God is not on your side. And think about it. If the devil and God are against each other, however way in which you want to play that story, and various religious doctrines tell that story differently. But let's say that it's devil and God. And God's telling you, human, you are abundant. It is your divine birthright. You never have to want for anything, right? So, of course, the devil's going to convince you by way of your mind that there is not enough. You need to work hard. You have to prove yourself. You have to go above and beyond until you're damn near dead to get what you want. And then at the end, you're like, oh, shit, I didn't even get what I wanted. Yeah, that's of course. If your desires are your connection to the divine, if your desires are on your heart because it is a part of your divine connection to spirit, of course, lower energy is going to want to say to you, just work really hard and you'll get there. But then you get there and you realize at the end of your journey that you didn't get what you wanted. It is severing your connection to the divine. So just stop working hard. I promise you, if you just decide right now, in this moment, I am no longer available for working hard, intuitively, you will start to receive answers so that you can get what you want with ease and with grace. If you just decide right now, I am no longer available for working hard in any way, shape, or form, period, you now open yourself up to the divine power that exists within you so that you can get the exact guidance from spirit as to what you need to do to fulfill the desires of your heart. Stop working hard. Doesn't feel good. If it feels stressful, if it feels chaotic, if it feels like overwhelm, if it feels like stress, if it feels like drama, stop doing it. And it's hard. I won't lie to you. It's hard because you've been conditioned to believe that that's the path to get what you want. But it's not. It's just a bunch of lies. Anything I've ever done in my life, I'll give you a clear example. I had an opportunity that come up in my business some years ago. I was still married. And I was running around like a crazy person, trying to get all these things in order so I could participate in this opportunity. And my ex-husband was like, why? Why are you doing all this? And I'm like, because you don't understand, this is my opportunity. This, because the belief that I was holding was there are not enough. There are not enough clients, so I need this opportunity. There's not enough ways in which I can share what I do, so I need this opportunity. And so I ran around, and I kid you not, that whole thing yielded me one client. One client. Ran around, worked so hard on this thing, and one client. There have been programs that I've created that I work so hard on. And those are always the things I get very little feedback on. Very few people say, oh, that was really helpful. It never leads to your desire. So stop now. And it's interesting, I'm recording this on Labor Day weekend. It's supposed to be our time to chill and relax and have fun. Take advantage of that energy. Lean into it. Who do you want to be after this weekend? How do you want to return to the way you're working? If you're off or laid off, this is a wonderful time to redefine. How do you want to use your energy? How do you want to spend your time? What do you want to be devoted to? What do you want to be diligent about? So here's the real. You'll make this shift. You'll feel a big upswing of energy. And then the subconscious mind is going to start looking for signs that life feels familiar, and it's not going to feel that. And you're going to get scared, and you're going to think, oh, my God, it's not working. Oh, my God, this is not possible. And then you'll manifest some experience that makes you feel you've made a big mistake. And what I would like you to do is say, Amy told me this was going to happen. I need to shift out of the perspective that there is a prevailing lack that is fundamentally a part of my journey, and I'm working, trying to get to abundance, and all I need to do is shift into the space where I know and believe I am abundant, and I use my energy in ways that align with my abundance. So what would I do if I were you? I'd say, calm yourself down however way you need to. Put things into perspective. Say the sky is not falling. Everything is okay. I'm going to sit with this space, and I'm going to listen to some affirmations. Pick out an affirmation recording that really feels good. Do a visualization. Do a guided meditation for prosperity. Do a vision board from your soul, not just throwing a whole bunch of shit on a board. You know, that's why I don't teach vision boards, because I feel like it's just been, I mean, I teach it and I use it and I do it all the time, but it's this common belief that, oh, I'm just going to throw something on the board and it's going to happen. No, you got to put your energy behind it. Do a really soulful vision board that's based on what you want. Or go and if you want to manifest something specific, go and look at it if you can. You know, I know we're in a pandemic. Or go online and look at it. Just spend some time in the space of believing that you can, in fact, create a prosperous life for yourself without working hard. It's as easy as shifting your energy. This is a lot about what I'm going to be talking about in Abundance for All, because I'm looking around. I'm back in Oakland. I was living in a very affluent area of the city, so I didn't see a lot of this. City being San Francisco, it's what we call it in these parts, the city. And so I came to Oakland, and a year ago, when I first got to Oakland, and I was walking the neighborhood and doing things, it was beautiful and tranquil and peaceful. And I was listening to my Amanda Francis. God, I was talking about it during that time a lot. Greatness, if you want to check it out, it's a moving meditation she did. Step into your greatness. And I was feeling good about life, and, you know, things were just showing up miraculously. And now I walk down that same street, and there are people living in their cars. There are tents set up, completely different environment. And so one of the reasons why I felt inspired to create Abundance for All is because if we can shift into the belief that we are naturally abundant, that we co-create a reality with spirit, yes, there will be things that we will have to do, but we don't have to do it from the place of lack. We do it from the place of abundance, knowing that all of our effort will be returned. Everything will change. There won't be people living in their cars. There won't be tents. Because And it's not that the message is necessarily for those folks. They may not be listening to me. Right? They may not need this. But the way in which you occupy your space in the world from an abundant mindset will help everyone. We are all energy. We are all connected. And if those who are devoted to their consciousness, those who are devoted to living a life of their desires, those who are devoted to living a life of spirit, if we start to shift out of the human lack-based thinking and shift into a place of abundance, we can change the whole fucking planet. Abundance for all. Abundance for all. It starts with you. Stop believing you have to work really, 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 really hard. Because you don't. Love what's going on in your life more and more, and you will see a shift. All right, that's my show. Thank you for listening. You're amazing. I hope you are having a wonderful time and space, no matter when you are listening to this program. And I look forward to talking to you more about abundance. I look forward to talking to you more about consciousness and love and intuition and manifestation. Until next time, take care of yourself and decide. I don't have to work hard. I don't have to work hard in my relationships. I don't have to work hard on my jobs. I don't have to work hard at my health. I don't have to work hard. I just have to trust myself and follow my heart and do my part. And all will be well. I love you. You are amazing. Until next time, take care of yourself.